Whoop-de-doo at Nordhaus Dunes. Some adventurers wrestle bears, others run away from their fathers. I bemoan the lack of Wi-Fi. That is, until the night comes about, at which point all the wild creatures come out. I've heard stories of owls swooping down from the air just to rip whatever is left of a man's hair. Then there are the occasional mad deer, always shimmy-shammying around like they had a beer. The coyotes are especially frightening. They come in groups, flashing their eyes like lightning. One time, I tried to turn on a flashlight. As it turned out, to all the big spiders' delight. Let me tell you, it takes a man with a lot of brass not to scream when a spider crawls out with a huge glowing ass. Once, an older lady from a nearby camp went to get more booze from her car, and then misjudged her distance and walked back too far. I was sleeping on the ground in my tiny tent, and then all of a sudden she started yelling out in her lost torment. Of course, in the middle of the night and woods and my sleep, she didn't sound like a lady, but rather some huge creepy creep. She found her way back, and I'm sure they partied hard, but not knowing what made all those screams, I slept on guard. Porcupines. Oh, you've never seen one like I did. It was huge, covered in spikes, and really fit. It could outrun a car or two, probably bite a tire and chew. But then I came across a sign, and it turned out that the biggest creature was not the porcupine. I was always pretty happy that none of the creatures that bite could actually take me down in a single swipe. But the sign read, "Beware of bear." And that, to me, was the biggest scare.